Hello and welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. We are joined today by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad. Reuven is building an extension next door to Shimon's house. And when Shimon protests that that extension is in violation of the local zoning laws, he's told it's no problem because it doesn't violate Hilchos Shechinim, so you have no gripes against me. What recourse would Shimon have in dealing with Reuven's construction that he says is in violation of the local zoning laws?
So this is one of the cases where, even though we would apply the halachas of Dina Malchus Adina, like we mentioned and we've been mentioning that there's a broad machlokes exactly when Dina Malchus Adina does apply, but really in this case it does check off according to most poskim. When a zoning laws is something that is land based and it's something that in the old days the king would be like the owner of the land, and likewise in today's day the governing bodies really have an ownership on the land. They're able to create laws that dictate exactly how two landowners have to behave one to another. And it's also the Toiva Samadina. I mean, whenever it happens to be that whenever we talk about the Hilchos Mamonos, when two parties involved, so there's always the question about Toivus HaMedina, like who is it, the Toivus, which person? But generally land ordinances and the laws of Hilchos Shechinim is something that really benefits the land, that people should be able to build and with certain rules and regulations, and it shouldn't be a free for all. So, the halachas of Dina Malchus Adina likely would apply, and therefore, if you went to a bezdin, and the bezdin, even though you can't go to court to enforce those rules without going to bezdin first, but the bezdin would likely use these laws of Dina Malchus Adina. It could be that even the minig would play a role in such a case. There's even another
svara. When you say minig, you mean minig.
When all parties are acting in a certain way, especially when it's a law that's passed. So besides the Malchus Adina, we also have the concept of minig, that minig is mevatel the halacha. So when building, and just for example, let's say you have a chatzar shutfim, you have a building, or you have a community that everybody bought together, so you have also that everybody, when we went into this together, we were doing this al das, that we're going to adhere to the land, to the ordinances of the Dina Malchus Adina of the land. So you have multiple svaras as to why the local land ordinances would be binding on all the neighbors, Dina Malchus Adina and Minig, and even there's something called Chatzar Shutfim, everybody together. When you buy together, when you become a shutuf, you're doing that with the rules of the partnership. So this could be considered also like a partnership. There are some achronim that say that when in a city or in a community, all the bnei ir are partners in everything that goes along. So these create a binding, a halachic binding effect, and therefore you would go to bezdin, and bezdin would create an injunction and deal with this matter. Usually it would be according to the Dina Malchus Adina, even though in halacha it would be different. When dealing with Hilchos Shechinim, you wouldn't find such a kpeda, but if it's something that's a kpeda in the township, then it would be binding halacha.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive additional ones or to sponsor future videos, please click the link below or visit basehavad.org.